91X News.
It's minus 2 degrees with light freezing rain at 5. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. Freezing rain warning remains in effect in Belleville. This has made drivers more careful on the road. School bus services have been canceled in several school boards in the Toronto area. QNET News reporter Harrison Perkins has more.
Well, Dan, the snow has died down from when we first started driving this morning. We've been driving around Belleville taking a look to see how the weather has been affecting drivers here. Lots of sidewalk plows out as well, and snow plows as well out on the main roads. Lots of slush, lots of snow melting, but there have been times when visibility has been poor. Its temperatures are expected to drop towards the end of this week, and that could make a messy situation into the weekend, as well as more snow is expected for tomorrow.
Snow is expected to hit first and change into freezing rain, which it already has, then hit into ice pellets as the weather system heads eastward. More than 200 people waved flags and chanted as they marched across Halifax's McDonald Bridge today as a part of the Idle No More movement. The protesters later gathered at the base at Soldado Hill in Halifax. March organizer Shelley Young says the movement has much work to do.
We're going to keep going until we have change, until we can protect our lands, until we can protect our water. We have to. We have a responsibility. We have to protect our future. We have to protect our children.
No more protests were held across the country today. The protests highlight Aboriginal rights and environment as the House of Commons returned today from its winter break. The Conservative House leader, Peter Van Loan, says the Harper government will continue to focus on the economy and law and order issues as the House of Commons returned from its Christmas break. Van Loan also says there won't be any changes to the government previous budget legislation to calm Aboriginal protesters.
The changes brought in there, among the greatest beneficiaries, will actually be First Nations who stand to enjoy the economic prosperity that will flow from some of those changes.
Van Loan says it's important to keep the Commons concentrating on the economy. The Harper government is just short of the halfway point in its four-year mandate. The owner of Deep Panuke Natural Gas Platform of Nova Scotia says a fire suppression that faulted that small electrical blaze broke out earlier this month is in working order. And Gayron Mons, a spokesperson for Dutch-based SBM Offshore, says a valve that was supposed to release carbon dioxide didn't open when the fire broke out.
And now all these valves have been tested, reinspected and retested, and everything is working now as it should.
An investigation involving SBM Offshore and energy giant Econa found the fire was contained to an electrical cabinet in the emergency switchboard room aboard the platform. There's a report one of the three people arrested in Brazil today is the co-owner of a nightclub where more than 230 people died in a fire. The other may be a member of the band. Investigators think a band's pyrotechnics show at a university party in Santa Maria ignited the sound on the ceiling, causing a blaze. Jody King, whose brother died in the 2003 nightclub fire, West Warwick, Rhode Island, says he can't believe a similar incident has taken place.
It's unbelievable that it can happen again, but complacency... not in my backyard. People just don't remember. We need to keep it in the forefront. We need to remind it does happen. Pyrotechnics in short sealant air is not a good thing.
The first of dozens of funerals began this morning. A group representing medical marijuana users says the conservative government's proposed changes to the medical pot system will lead to two more people breaking the law, not less.
In December, Health Minister Leona Aglukkaq announced that medical marijuana licenses would no longer be granted by the government and pot would be prescribed only by doctors. However, medical professionals say they're reluctant to prescribe marijuana because its use is not backed by clinical evidence.
Canada's 26,000 licensed medical pot users will no longer be allowed to grow their own when the law takes in effect next year. The Canadian Mental Health Association held the annual sleepout Friday night so others can sleep in. John Baldrick has the story.
Ask Matthew Wilson where he lives, and he'll tell you he has no fixed address. He knows what it's like to deal with the cold.
You gotta battle the cold. It's a fight. You gotta prepare for it. Protect yourself from it. Close skin, you frostbite. Hypothermia can kick in when you don't even know it.
On Friday night, Wilson slept outside, this time by choice. Wilson slept out to raise money for the Health Association's transitional homes. He also collected pledges.
I went in asking for $1 from every business, and I said, between the 100 businesses down here, we could have $100 for the cost.
In the end, Wilson raised $16, but Sandy Sidsworth says overall the event was a success. The executive director of the Mental Health Association says more than 200 people attended Sleep Out in Belleville, making it the largest turnout in the event's history. The event has also raised $14,000 so far.
I'm thrilled because that means we can do the new furnace for the one house. It means fencing so we can be a good neighbor, and it means the one house that we desperately need to repaint, we're going to be able to do that.
Sidsworth says there are plans to expand the event to Picton in the coming years. John Baldrick, 91X News.
That's 91X News to sports next.
It's kind of scary being on my own for the first time. I mean, I've got rent and groceries and bills that I have to pay. There's no way I could ever afford a car on a college student's budget. Fortunately, Belleville Transit's got me covered. They go all over Belleville and run 7 days a week. Best part is for only $244, I can get a semester pass from the Loyalist Bookstore. That leaves me more money for the really important things in life, like girls' night out.
Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
The San Francisco 49ers have arrived in New Orleans for Super Bowl 47. Niners linebacker Patrick Willis says they will do the same stuff to prepare for the big game, but have some media obligations still.
Still going to have the same body of work that we would if we was back home. You know, the same kind of work that we had when we were in Youngstown. You know, the only difference now, you know, is that we got to do a whole lot of media.
The Niners are looking for their first Super Bowl win since 1995. News around the OJHL, the Trenton Golden Hawks finished up the weekend against the Pickering Panthers. Golden Hawks are currently first in the East Division. The Hawks seem to be running away with the division as they have an 11-point advantage on the second-place Kingston. The Hawks battle Lindsay this Friday as their next game. There are seven games to be thrown upon us on the hardwood this evening, and the Toronto Raptors are in action. The Raps host the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors are the only team in the league to defeat the three powerhouse ball clubs, the Miami Heat, the LA Clippers, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. In other action, the red-hot Denver Nuggets host the Indiana Pacers. The Nuggets led the NBA last season in points per game, and through 45 games, are third in the league this year. The Nuggets are 10-2 in their last 12 contests. News around the diamond today. Longtime Chicago White Sox player Frank Thomas wants to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. ESPN is reporting that the 18-year veteran believes he should be in the Hall of Fame. Thomas belted 521 home runs in his career and was never linked to steroids thus far. The Big Hurt has had his career year in 2000 with the Sox when he had a monstrous year with 43 home runs and 143 ribbies. Both were career highs. A light night around the National Hockey League tonight, as there are only five games in action. The two Canadian teams poised for puck drop are the Edmonton Oilers and the Vancouver Canucks. The Oilers look to get off to a better start than they had in Calgary Saturday night, as they host captain Gabriel Landeskog in the Avalanche. Van City has the late game taking on the Cup champs, Los Angeles Kings. Stud defenseman Drew Doughty has been held pointless all season for LA. Other games include Carolina hosting Tyler Seguin and the Bruins, Jamie Benn and the Dallas Stars battling the Columbus Blue Jackets in Columbus, and the Nashville travels to the desert to take on the Coyotes. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's 91x weather. It's still -2 degrees with light freezing rain throughout the afternoon. We'll continue into the evening. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 6.